That's it. Call that up. Well, make it your mind. If you want to save, save the Holy Spirit every day. At least every Arab Shabbos. Use it. Use it. You won't find anywhere. The original sources. Not in Sira, and not even in Avelu. Look at Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say, well, you're not allowed to play music in Avelu. It doesn't say anywhere. All it says in some of these later commentaries of the Mogad Avraham is not this way, maybe the Shach, I don't remember, is that you can't have inclusive of a folk. You can't have dancing with music, that's not allowed. Anywhere, the original sources, not in Sira, and not even in Avelu. Look at Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say, well, you're not allowed to play music in Avelu. It doesn't say anywhere. All it says in some of these later commentaries of the Mogad Avraham is not this way, maybe the Shach, I don't remember, is that you can't have inclusive of a folk. You can't have dancing with music, that's not allowed. But straight singing, vocal singing is certainly permissible, for sure. And even singing with instruments, the big shiloh, that's the same as the parents should be also. Rabbi Moshe writes that it's also. Others in the form of said it's also. Ah, did you look at that's right? If you look at Moshe's Torah, sure, Moshe says that music should always be us. Always. Today should be us.
We're all knowing that music comes from great spirits.
We know who really is. There are many places that I play music. Taste. Not this part of the neck of
taste. Why is taste different?
It's not live. But they make, if you want to be mafmir, they make special tapes, only vocals. Right, only vocals. They have the regular MBV, they pick out the track of the band.
Yeah.
Give me a lot of color. Spirit text, special spirit text. No, that's not good. Okay. Yeah. Hasn't been helping. I've had a mic to one. I'm very careful to answer. I wanted the following mic. There was a babysitter we had. Very fine young lady. Now Baruch Hashem, she's married, and mother. But many years when she was a teenager, she was a babysitter for the Willard children when they were young and wild. They were Maka Tov Ade Yom Hazeh. They were so wild, at one point we had to have two babysitters. No one person was there on the television. I'm not mentioning any names.
Wait, the second was to unfire the friend
room? Well, anyway. This one babysitter, many, it goes back 18 years before they were that wild. It was too young to be, but they're still. Anyway, so she once heard, I forgot how it came up in the conversation. I think I called it to Rabban Soloveitchik. She told me when I was in a Shia, it was back 20-something years, they asked me about movies. You have the famous, world famous answer. Any movie you can see all year long, you can see in Sphere. Now, what he meant by that, whether any movie is a mutter, not mutter, but that's what he said. So what happened was, she heard it. It depends upon the minute. That's what I'm about, it depends upon the minute. One mutter Shabbos from Sphere, I got an irate phone call. One lady picked up the phone, someone speaks to us, we have some European Jew. With a thick European actress on the phone and started berating me, the fellow. If you told this, and she's my friend with my daughter, and they want to go out to the movies and see her, and they can't go to the movies and see her, it's a terrible thing, you don't go to the movies and see her, and it's like, see her. I said, I told her, it depends upon the minig. The minig is that you don't go, so you don't go. I didn't say it. But if there's no minig, if there's no minig in a particular location, the Pasha Rabban said, was right, that's not necessarily included in the history of the Pasha. Sure I did, but again, it's all Minhagim, so you can't give a definitive answer when it comes to Minhagim. It's impossible. What? According to one Lashon of Kriya B'Zohar, I think the answer is no, but Minhag Yisrael, Minhag Brooklyn, and I have all the big confidence in Muslim. Yeah. What? Only one. No letter. And no haircut.
There shouldn't be any difference between
tapes
and regular music?
The tapes will make them. The tapes, it's not that much of a simcha. The tape is just, you put it in, you put it on, so you're immune to it after a while.
In which case, it doesn't matter if you're listening to it, like something you say on headphones, or is
Maybe if you less than a simcha number rayas, you don't have to share your joy. Why you're studying? Not Gemara. Gemara is MBG. Mika, the Dominican is not playing not so they shouldn't do it again. What we're doing? Yeah.
A little
around. Yeah. Maybe they feel like this. If you go on the movie theater and the comedian cracks a joke and the 3,000 people start to belly laugh at the same time, you send up parades. But if you're in your own house and there's no one else there, maybe that's the deal. That's the difference. Somehow, I think our Bible, you can't go to a ball game.
That's happening.
The Mets, you can go to the store. The Yankees. Mets and Yankees are there. They're in the rare. They're in the baseball. Nick is doing too well right now. Nick. Bomb and barely surface. What? I didn't want to say the parade. That was when the Yankees were doing well still. Early 60s. Yeah, the early white part of it. Reggie Jackson. Did you take the whole thing? Reggie. Anyway. Let's go back to the table. Yeah. Is that the heck? Halavaira Varing? I mean, unless you hold it back to the book, we're going to see the Miami Heat. Who? Florida. M-A-R. Where's the ball? So that's a anyway, well, it was okay. Enjoy it. Just don't eat the cookies that they give out here. Like, let me get Pepsi Cola that he gets cut to the paper. Yeah. About the death of the Kiva Talmidim. And there the Meiri, and that's how the folks of Dominican Gaonim, not to get married in Sira. If you want an explanation, you look at the thing called, what's it called again? Bain Kosbe Ayeshiva. I wrote an article about it.
Volume 4?
Red one. Close to folder. Well, how do you measure, that's another question, how do you count Sira? Three different monogam at least. Some count from, hey,
well, there's one, three.
The three, four. Minig Ashkenaz, there are really three. Some count from Pesach to Lag B'Homer. Some count from Rosh Chodesh inclusive until the beginning of Sos Magbola. And some count from Beis Iyar, which is 2 days later, all the way up until Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shavuot. So there's basically two Beis Iyar, with one, 2 days. Elasticity. You should follow whatever minute your father follows. The minute the post of the day said also. We follow the minute of those. Can you change minhagim if 1 year you have a problem? For a merger of Kiddush Nifla, that yes. Which is an amazing sugar. Would you allow to change minhagim? But, I don't recommend it. If you're invited to a wedding, when you have your sphere, which very easily happens, you may go, I'm not sure about it correctly, because it doesn't post him if a guy gets married, even in theory, you shouldn't conquer him. You shouldn't penalize him, the foreigners. Everyone's not going to go with a boycott, and if a cannot go, don't do that. So therefore, you should, you're allowed to go. If you want to shave, for example, the wedding, you have to adopt the earlier or later minute, as the case may be, for that year.
Did you go to the wedding, but you can't shave?
That's right.
Simcha Moraes is the whole original Tatana was on wedding.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be master of the original Tatana, you're going to be master on...
No, they're Peshit law. Because the fact that we're not going to cancel the person getting married requires that you don't. Because if you don't go, you're going to, it's going to be penalized. If you don't shave, it's not going to penalize it.
So moving on, you're supposed to be
wedding. Everyone knows it's zero. Yeah. That's what Moshe says. I have trouble with that, I'll tell you, but that's what Moshe says. The same with the Babas Rebbe. You know what the Babas Rebbe says? The most unbelievable, I mean, what the Rebbe says in Ashkof, I don't understand, but in Ahofa, it almost takes the cake. So the Babas Rebbe says that everybody counts his own fear and counts his own counting, and on the 50th day after Pesach he observes Shavuot. And if you cross the date line to the Rebbe, then counting a different count than everybody else in New York, and observing a different day Shavuot than everybody else in New York. I just put that in your makes sense.
Yeah, but
sure, your own personal
I don't know. Wow. We assume the Babas Rebbe is wrong. If we assume he'd be right, it's a big problem. And even if he may be right, it's a problem. To say count twice doesn't work. The Bala Mor and the Kasha, why don't we count Sphira twice out of fake of the Yoma? No. But the answer which is given by the Bar of Ron is you can't count twice. How much money have you in your pocket? Either $2 or $3.
Either two or three.
$2. What do you mean? That's no count. A count by the thing is to be definitive. Today is 10 days in Omer, 11 days in Omer. What kind of joke is that? We hold by the right, so we know exactly when it's weird to be operated. For the deadline. A big problem. It seems to me, if you cross deadline during Sphira, you have to try to... I don't know what to do. I have to keep the count going, because the whole you thought I told you, I said, what's Tzniba Mitzvah? I told you that yesterday, I don't believe in Tzniba Mitzvah, I'm kind of believing it. It's on Thursday. I, by Sphira, the moment I wrote the count earlier, the rub and so it was, no. It's not the mitzvah of count. The mitzvah of count you certainly don't have, but you maintain the continuity of the count. Huh? No, you maintain the continuity by counting wherever you are, and then you remember, maybe without a bracha for those who are in the Orient, because you don't know who knows what, and you remember you resume when you come back. You come back in the town, you file schools, whatever this is, they are doing that place where you are. Find out before Shavuot before? Okay, how about that? This is as far as a serious concern. Different thing, come. On Erev Pesach? Well, welcome to Shinago. The whole discussion is... So, Shulchan Aruch says that you're not supposed to do Malacha Erev Pesach after Chatzot. Some say it's even as if you were growing. And some say it's Mutter and the Chenu Aminim. The minute to be matter. Are they good? On Erev Pesach, Yom Tov. Okay? Some would say it's mutter to do to a garden. But you can be maker. You can be maker of a chad, I mean, if you have chila, you really shouldn't. But you can be maker if necessary. Before chad tov, depends on Malchus Shinagu. That's a question. Malachas kemuras or other b'sham malachas I feel a minig lekker. Malachas is gonna work. That's what I said. It's gonna work. All I have is a good commentary. Okay. Sorry? Lechatchila you should shave and you should clip your nails. All these things should be done before chatzot. Supposed to say on Erev Pesach.
Lechatchila.
No.
No,
I never heard of it.
No, it's
Right, the Yantif. The Shiva Yantif after the Hatzor. Be careful with the Shiva Yalach and the best of God. Yes. From a guy, we should have to attack. It's better to get it before Hatzor, even through a guy. Yeah. Corn syrup? What about it? Minig Yisrael, Minig Ashkenaz in America is that we don't, not only do we refrain from kidneys, we even refrain from what we call shemen kidneys, or we even assume corn is kidneys. That's a question, but corn didn't exist in the old world in the time of the Rishon. Correct? Maize. Maize is not really.
If we had accepted it, would have been our good supply.
Don't blame me, I'm accepted. Wow. No, maybe it's not the who? Peanut oil is a very funny thing with peanut oil, very mud and meister. And the question of peanuts considered kidney or not. Because really they shouldn't, because peanuts have nothing to do with the other things. But the meaning in many places is not to eat peanuts and paper. The OU, I'm told, believe it or not, the OU sells peanut oil with an OUP. On the grounds that it's a kind of a sex thing. I think I'm measure sure it is. Number one, peanuts could be not in the kidney, so maybe you need peanuts mummies. And if it is, it's only a may kidney as a combination of coolers, so they make it on peanut. But they themselves, the OU, has given out a policy, from what I understand, they'll only sell you directly peanut oil with an OUP. But in all the products that OU sells with an OUP do not have peanut oil. Caveat emptor, we're telling you, if you want to buy peanut oil, you know you're going to. If you buy a cookie or chocolate, you know it's guaranteed there's no peanut oil. It's going to be nixo, it's going to be more mammal. Very nice palate. What? Patent peanut oil. I don't have to. Oh, you could have crushed it. How can I be more? Coke?
No.
Coke and Pepsi, I think they changed the system. I think Coke, I know, changed it. They changed it from corn syrup to some other kind of
thing. They changed it from corn syrup and sugar to sugar.
The sugar,
that's why it fits everyone.
In general, they carbonate.
Normally, they mix corn syrup and sugar.
We love Pesach, we just discussed it. We call the shares happen, you take on Pesach, maritime. The cakes are so delicious that mamish, if you wouldn't know the difference, if you wouldn't be small, you'd think it's mamish like made with regular flour. Uriyet, we are maritime, we have cake and Pesach. But the famous we call it, Uriyet, he's special. And he says, you're right, but you see that not everything's called mash, or it's not called mash in maritime, they ask a specific kisurim. But beyond that, there's no automatic issue of everything else to use. Someone may say it looks like you're eating regular cake. No, we don't make our own oodles today. Pretend it's too close. So the matter is, who are these cakes? But I warn you, watch out what's wrong to make of the cake. If you make a mistake and make a mazonas, then really it's a shock or still. And if you're having mazonas cake, watch out with the bracha achrona. Why? Why? To have enough cake to make a bracha achrona, according to those posts we say after the production of flour, matzah meal, we're going to have a tremendous amount. And once my wife baked the cake, I took a whole big cake with one cup of flour. One cup of flour is 8 fluid ounces. That means you got to have 1/8 of the full cake to be able to bake an ala michya. So about a tenth of it. Eighth of the whole cake.
Why isn't it a mochi?
Not a matzah. Not so bad.
It's made out of bread. It's crumbled matzah.
Then it's re-baked. It's baked together with egg.
If I eat crumbled matzah, I make chocolate.
That's what's not re-baked with sugar. It's not re-baked with
oyster. What's the bagels with
chicken? The bagels are mostly for sure.
What can you
make with potato sauce? It's made from potato sauce. It's from matzah meal. Some people don't eat matzah because it's gebrot. They're afraid that they didn't... No, they want to have a bigger market. Because you see them on the brush, so why cut their market in half? See them are the up-and-coming majority of the world. See them picking over the world. What? And there you go. But they keep having 8 kids in their family. They're growing faster than the other non-Hasidic ones grow. It's a fact. We all have a lot of children, all right? Baruch Hashem. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not sure. Check the ingredients. It may say corn, it may say something, it may say
oat,
wheat, rye, bob, something. You need to be very careful. If it's on Sabbath. If it's on Sabbath. We'll have to stop it right out of time. Tomorrow is at Hazara at 10:45. Sharp. Anyway, so I'm very happy that Talmidim were able to learn from the Rabbanim, who are carrying the birds of the community. Respective areas, and should give the Rabbanim chizuk, and believe me, they have plenty of things to worry about. I'll meet them and mechaber them and give them chizuk. Pay attention to what they say. It's certainly the source of inspiration and stuff. Now I have a lot of things we have to discuss more, but the other question. The other question, what happened to the child of the young, I'm happy to hear them. But I answer the best I can. You can't make up your own mini
guys.
First of all, I'm not encouraging the idea of switching 1 year from the Rav Moshe has a tshuva, which he writes the first and switch the first mini to the second mini. I'm not excited about that tshuva. I mean, I can't, who might argue Rav Moshe? Not my ability to argue Rav Moshe really. But I'm hope he came, where we came from, a mini was a mini, and you kept that mini. You have to have some kind of dispensation for that minute to have a Torah Sadan. But to go switch your minute from first to second, that's an unusual kind of a thing. If you have a certain minute orbit with this, time to switch around like this, I can talk to me to. If you have the first minute, but you made a mistake. I had a guy came to me in shul, two people came to me in shul, in back of direction, on a Palomar Pesa. One of all the years was not wearing tefillin. Told to go back home and get a film. Your father was from Fidesha. He said no. Not from his grandfather, was his father was from the Hasidic family. He said no. So you don't go back and put your film on because you're not from Fidesha. You should put on the film. And another guy said all the years he was wearing film. I said why? He said, I think I have no father. I said why? But his father was the right thing to do. He was film. I said but no, they come from a Hasidic family. Don't put on film. I always said minhag avos to my mind is a very significant thing. That's not to be pushed aside so fast. But your minhag was with your parents and grand again, paternally, mishpachas beis av. If you're the father's name, keep the first day, you keep the first day. Now, so really, the question becomes, once you're in the first day, what do you do about the first day? If you shave, we discussed before, Yantar before, we spoke about the police protest. The Rambam has them some shave and don't shave, and all yeshivas and most people the minute not to shave for whatever fear they keep. Most people have that minute. Now, if you shave during Kalamay, so, and that seems to be a contradiction to the minute of the first minute of sphere. You're asking, how is it possible to have a beard in Kalamay, which seems to be some kind of measure, a little bit of a veil? The answer is, well, that was the minute that was switched out for 33 days. Shaving, you have to pay for the dough. No, not today. You hold that some will shave every Arab Shabbos this year. So you shave every Arab Shabbos or every Arab Yom Tov. So that doesn't kill your 33 days. That's the meaning of shaving Arab Shabbos. But to add days, I'll add three days. You can't just make a Zechali Fos, Zechali Zechaparos. You can't do that then. Maybe you hold us Yom Tov to harm Azariah. That's the meaning. Okay. Yeah, why not? If you have a mimic, so I don't know.
Regular baby.
Saying over and over again, the meaning of El is 33 days. What you do in those, some people shave every one of those. Well, not everyone. Yeah. Everyone except for Shabbos and those 33 days. That's how they keep. They keep sphere in a different way. Whatever they want, like a haircut, they say. Different customs. You can't say it kills 30 days. We're going to go to the second minute. Do a lot of shave along my will, of course, for sure. Doesn't kill the 33 days. That's how top kid was on it. Yes, sir. Talk about that. Yeah, music if possibly can. Big concert they had. Lakos.
No, I don't. Why is that bad?
Yeah, why is it? Not that it's a different story.
I don't know. That should be the only thing that should be like. The music stuff on the minnows was from the rain. How does it be worse than
but you finish the concert, it doesn't show on your face. Ralph just wanna go. That's better. She went to shul on Shabbos. Last Shabbos. She heard the news and she went to shul. She was stuck in Eretz Yisrael. They went to shul on Shabbos. And she went to shul on Shabbos. She got to Shabbos early in the morning. And she was able to keep her composure that until she got to Nishma. The Rav Nishma at the Beda, which she was reminded of, which she was at the Beda, was like Neela and Yom Kippur. Those are the two highlights there, by the way. Neela, you tell Neela and Yom Kippur, and Nishma is the Beda. We just kept asleep and we were running 295 miles an hour. But some people understood what it really means. It was a highlight. It's true, because remember now 40 years later, I mean 20 years, 30 years later, that it's Nishma. So, yeah, but there's no idea to all officially on Shabbat to Yontif. Yontif is going to be a brewer, it's going to be a shame. We discussed this last year a little bit on the face. Yeah, they just feel it on the face. But on a regular Shabbat, there's no, I mean, tough. The Rav once said that a big drasha, another page of loss to the yeshiva, and Shabbat Agadah himself, one of the major benefactors of the yeshiva, passed away, Bill Jefferson. And before that, I was close to Mr. Jefferson. I used to talk to him every year. We have a lot of connections over many years. As a matter of fact, I got to say anecdotally that he was not a member of my shul. He didn't. He's diving in the big shul. Whatever that was then. But he comes to us Friday night regularly, especially in the summer at early minyan. Right? We have the early 6 o'clock. We have the. Now 6:20. Whatever it is, right. So we have the earliest minion in town. We don't dive in this part of the south school. After the clock and before ski, I don't like that. So we'll dive in 6 o'clock. Dive in
before clock.
Dive in minute yeshiva before you leave. And then you can dive in Kabbalah Shabbos anytime they want. In my opinion, better than the yeshiva. One of them, both. That's sure. One. One. Now, Plaga Mincha this week, I believe it's 6:20. No, I mean, when is Shkia? When is Shkia to Shabbos? 7:35, for that. Right, 7:35 or 6, because of 7, 33 was left, say, on 3, 4, 5, 6, 7:36 is Shkia. So an hour and a quarter before that is what? 6:30, but it's earlier than that, because the hour is more than an hour. The hour is, as we count today, 66 minutes once ago. It's 6:15 or even earlier. I'm telling you, Plaga Mincha is not later than 6:15. This Friday, tomorrow night. The Asher will dive no later than 6. And I have to put my book in. So, Mr. Justin always comes to us. He's the healer. He's the older. And he wants to dive in the earliest possible minutes. He always came regularly after they lose the clock. And even there in the winter, he comes along. Every time he comes in, every time he leaves shul after Shabbos, he comes to give the rabbi Shalom Aleichem. He's going to wish for Shabbos to me every single time. Believe, I remember the exception. The last Shabbat we spent in America, it was Shabbat in the snowstorm. That was a tremendous snowstorm. We came Friday night. Okay. So then, no, I'm going there to throw this. I'm going flying out this week. But I was the youngest. And the next day, the first time I've been to shul up in shul now almost 20 years, I only ever was in shul Shabbat morning by us. So he was in the care. I'm saying the Shema. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, a person will have a mother to the one of David, and a mother to the one of their sentence to the one. In a sense, festival, we dive with every Shabbat, you know? So, for that, because he couldn't make it, but it's snow on the ground. And he's a tremendous Orion. He told me that night he's going to spend the next week skiing with his son and grandchildren. He hit 82 about I'll give you maybe a half of a step of stock. But still that I'm not happy with it. But anyway, so he stopped by us. So he gave him, I told him, he gave him an aliyah. And now the Shabbos at Shalefka by us. Shalefka, Shalefka, Yishuv, Shiva, Hekel, Atorah, New Shalem. Then he came to us again for Minchah. You remember that day. We couldn't move. He had never been in our shul for Minchah Mar. He heard the tale of Shalefka, Shalefka, Shiva, for Minchah. And then he joined us in Shalefka, Shiva, downstairs. And then we had Mari. He was so excited going after us. Fail all the time. At the end came in a rather quick fashion. He wanted the least of the sheep. Someone to die early is a terrible thing. No time to bring care of an order. No time to pay the children with. No time for anything. Terrible. That's true until the age of 80. By the time a person said he gets them, he gets them. He has to have told the children everyone to tell him. He has to have a written down what he wants done. And if he dies suddenly after the age of 80, until the least of the sheep, because when he's a kid, he has to suffer. You know, that's the Gemara. It's the Gemara. We don't argue with the Gemara. Anyway, this is an introduction for any other shout about Yom Tov. You got a related Yom Tov related shout out? Yes, it's time. I don't know. What's the college on? College on Thursday? Thursday. We have another day. We have to have time to learn. I want to a little bit about the parish of Shavua.
Determine what they did, you know, in your concern meeting has grown, but we have some of them. If they agree on something, the record of the house is disappeared. Here's an example. Philip. Brought up the Machab, the Shalom, 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 I said, I'll stick a fire once to explain why maybe what a minute not to a Shalom Palamoy is a has a little bit extra basis. I explained that the may depend on the passion, depends on the level of Palamoy is the right to the Rabbana. It's the one direction, I meant a few years ago. The Milan of Palamoy is the right in a body, no way to Shalom Palamoy. The Rabbana, then it depends. If the lot is good, if don't say not. So to be a lot, we'll just be known to not la a lot more, the Milan of Palamoy is the right. The right to them, really, that you shouldn't. I mean, Solomon says, you should live to them, come out with the words. Why am I not my Kiddush? You shall know the Lord of Solomon, you're a bonus. Well, it says, Omer of Abba Lamao, somebody, to go up to me, I mean, the Bible of Solomon, he's the Lord of Solomon. Why? Because the Kalach of not the Lord of Solomon is given. Why? To your oath and the show to be again in the Torah. Now that it's oath and the show to the folks in, better it's going to work. To be Solomon. They bring a riot to the whole of the called Rabbana. That was my end. That's Rabbana. So the very Shabbat was just talking to Rabbana. The wedding show. We all the right to most folks. So maybe you should let an ask that. That's just that Harifus. I once said it in the Lulun. But it's possible. But not that it's impossible against Ramah. I'm not mistaken. It depends if you have the Minigar Ramah, it's called Minigar Ramah. What your, I always say, it just comes from a civic stock. All the things that was true.
I know.
Things that was true. Oh. How do you know?
Your four generations just so yeah.
You have to try to go back to your roots. Try. Can't. It cost me to give up stock. I don't know. Who starts drawing? Yeah, listen, you get your roots. What city your family came from, I could try to begin to do some research a little bit. Do some research. Civil War II, they're not brothers. In my opinion, it's a dark one. I don't know about it. What the basis for it? Your mat is not fully cooked, fully baked, and if it's, therefore, if you dump your mat into the soup, then the water will get hold of it.
No, that comes to that. That's what we need it.
No,
that's what we need it.
I asked him for the money. He told me he was in. He said it again. I
Rabbi, I find myself in an illiquid situation. Very simple, Rabbi. Illiquid. He didn't admit that he had $1 million. He has $1 million, but it's tied up. So he just didn't want to take out of it. He just had this year. Illiquid. Yeah. In financial terms, it's a good word. Liquid assets, frozen assets, illiquid.
You don't like it, okay, so whatever.
according to many, as Yaakov said, according to the Shita Sagra, based on the Rambam, the minute is down for the door for the minion. He wouldn't say how it's driving with the brook. Absolutely not. Only the secret. Only the secret. You don't have to say it at all if you don't want to. You can stand there and take it. Or you can say it also. Either with a brook and just say it and call that the stock or say it out of brook. And all men to the past of brook is to have a mission. No to you. Take a room with that. Fine. Okay, I'll go. Just one note, I'm reminded that you know, it's a Bafino stuff thing. I have about four Talmidim have given it to the copy. Five, very good. And I'm supposed to give you back the Bafino on Monday, Mr. Chairman. We gave it to Monday to give you back the two Bafino. But I don't know if I'll give you back the Bafino on Monday, but I'll get you the Bafino. My rule is always to give back the subpoena before you take the subpoena. Well, take it. Guys, I've not taken the subpoena yet. Oh, I'll just leave that. Anyway, we'll keep the number. It reminds me of the Havdal. The Medrash says that the Rebbeinu Tzion says, I don't have my blood. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu told his life to Shuvu Alayim or Shuvu Alayim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I don't have my blood. Everyone's waiting for the other one to take the first step. But we don't want to get involved in that kind of a situation over here. Just, leave it if you can. Okay, Parsha Shemini, very important thing to discuss.